It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Desiree Richardson with the Farmers Market, the Carbon and Emery Farmers Market, getting ready to roll up for another month. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of the great programs that they offer at the Farmers Market, you know, as far as you're using your EBT cards. And they have a great senior program as well, and a double your points program. We're going to talk about all those, and then we'll get into it. And it's as far as, you know, what you can expect this weekend when the Farmers Market hits the Sutherland's parking lot on Saturday, but also in the coming weeks and throughout the month of August. There are some things that are just not quite ready, but they will be within the next couple of weeks. So we're going to talk about all of those things. Desiree, thank you so much for joining us today.
It is so much fun to be here. Thanks, Dave.
Anytime. So let's talk about, I mean, you've kind of made it through almost, what, a month?
Pretty close.
And how Farmer Market's been. What I've seen, you've had quite a few people out there for you.
So the last 3 weeks have been amazing. We've had a lot of community outreach and coming out and seeing us. We're not to full like vendor status yet. We're still having early status of like vendors who have early greens and have peas, and we have apricots that have been coming. We do have our craft vendors who have been coming, which include like crochet, soap making. We have a popcorn vendor that comes every week. There's a group that is bringing in fresh meat, so you actually can choose like different cuts of meat and things like that. And it's just growing every week. Like we have different, like you said earlier, with us, with our gardens and things are just coming on. We're starting to see our summer squashes, so zucchini and crookneck. We've got beets, carrots. We do have a vendor that's actually bringing baked sourdough every week. So if you like sourdough breads, or we have someone's bringing pies, pizzelles, there's an array of things. You have to kind of come and see. But we do our weekly menu, and we try to get that out on Friday just so that you kind of can peek at it and see maybe if you want to come and see what we have and then go from there.
And I'll tell you what, one of my favorite things to do when it comes to the farmer's market is get there early.
Right.
Grab you a cup of coffee. Yes. Find you a pastry or something to snack on and just kind of wander.
It's true.
And see what kind of draws your eye and you know, check things out there. I know that the Coyote Well has been there pretty much steady.
They've been there for 2 weeks, yeah. And she is amazing. They have amazing things there. We see lots of people. I mean, I get stuck in my booth because I'm a vendor also. But you see just what people are buying as they're going by. You know, bags full of carrot greens, you know, the different cups of stuff that she's had. She's had different drinks every week to offer. So it's been kind of interesting.
So once again, before we get into it, let's talk about some of the great programs that you offer that maybe, you know, people don't know a lot about. Like the first one we need to touch on is the fact that EBT is allowed at a farmer's market.
Right. And if you're not familiar with EBT, it's also known as SNAP. And it's the you know, like food cards. And you're able actually to bring your card. We have a machine that you can we can swipe it for the amount that you want. We exchange you for tokens. And then at approved vendors that sell food, you can take those tokens and actually purchase stuff. And then, you know, go on your day.
So that is available to you. The other cool one that you have is for seniors.
Yes.
So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah. So the senior program is something a little different. We tried it a little bit last year. They give you coupons. So you, again, there's a sign-up process you have to go through at like our information booth. But once you have that, you get coupons. They're worth, I believe, they can go down as small as a dollar, but usually about $5 is what you can spend. And that, too, you can take to the vendors that are approved and purchase veggies and fruit, and it's through the state, and they that goes home with you.
And then the other one, and I can't remember if it's available for both of those or just the one, is the double bucks.
The double up bucks. Yeah, double up bucks is actually partnered with SNAP, and so that is only on fruits and vegetables. So like if you say that you come inside your card and you want to use double up bucks, so if you say you spend $5, we give you another $5 on top of that for your
So if you're going to spend $5, you're going to get $10.
Correct.
To go and spend there at the farmer's market. So both of those programs are available. You can go down there and ask about how it works, and they can get you taken care of. Right. So let's talk about what people are going to see this weekend coming up this Saturday at Sutherland's.
At Sutherland's. So we're hoping when everybody is already out doing International Day stuff, we hope to see you come back and see us, of course, at Sutherland's. We're going to be seeing, you're probably going to see some very early zucchini, some different, I'm trying to think, apricots right now. So if you're planning on making jams, that's probably what you're going to see there too. We have beets and fresh carrots. There's some, I think we've had some peas. Like I said, I get stuck in my booth too, but we do have like a vendor that brings in beef. So if you want like different steaks maybe for this weekend or a roast, she's got stuff like that that's ready to go. We have a crochet. If you want something fun and cuddly, maybe you have like a baby gift you need to go see some of our ladies that do the crochet or the baby products that they have with blankets and things like that. And not to leave out, we have an amazing gentleman who does ceramics, who does different things with bowls. And I mean, like, you have to just go see. Like, I mean, you may not think you need something. Maybe you need like a butter dish or maybe a gift for somebody. And he has got some amazing artwork down there. And his wife actually does photography. And so they have their booth together. So there's even artisans that come. Also, we have two entrepreneurs that are our young entrepreneurs that have worked with the 4-H program. And they are doing like origami things and crafts. One is doing jewelry. And I mean, there's baked goods. It's really, I don't know, it's kind of hard to tell you what you're going to see because there's so much that you're going to miss out if you don't go.
And that's what I said. Just go down, grab you a cup of coffee, wander through everything, see what they've got. Something's going to catch your eye.
Yeah,
something
sure
will catch your eye. So let's talk about now. We're still kind of early in the season, but what have we got that'll be coming on throughout the month of August, maybe within the next couple of weeks?
So the next couple of weeks, for sure, we're going to start seeing tomatoes and peppers. We know everybody's been looking for them, but they just have been a little bit slower coming on. But that's usually August is when we start seeing them. But for sure, by the ending week of August, you're going to see tomatoes. You're going to see all the different peppers. There might even be a few cabbages and things that have actually reached out through their growing lifetime, I guess you could say, before they get harvest. They should be coming. Green beans is also another one that is going to be coming on. Really, really heavy here.
And what about like we had mentioned and talked about it before, like stone fruit, soft fruit?
Same. Right. So stone fruit, peaches, we're probably going to see a few. We do have a few vendors that have different types of trees. So we'll be seeing like the peaches. There have been a few raspberries that have come, black currants, red currant. All that stuff comes on really in August.
All right. So if anybody wants to head on down, it goes on in the Sutherland's parking lot. What time what are your hours there at the farmer's market?
Okay. So we officially open at 9 o'clock in the morning and we go till noon. But please understand that usually before 9, we're setting up. So, I mean, you can come early. Some vendors will be set up, but we strongly suggest that you come at 9. And then, like I said, at noon, some vendors will be cleaning up, but you're still more than welcome to come and wander through and see what is there. And even just ask, to be truly honest, because even if we may have put it back into our vehicles, we were probably still willing to get it back out and sell it.
So it sounds like a really good yard sale. No early birds.
Well, I mean, we still appreciate early birds. We like to visit with people, you know, if you come and see what we have. But like you said, if you're there early, you're going to get the stuff that you want.
True.
Throughout the day, because it's a while supplies last type situation. We can't just like run back into like a storeroom and pull out another box that has it. So the earlier you get there, the better off. Plus, it's more enjoyable in the mornings because it's cooler. You don't feel as rushed. I think in the afternoons, we always see people that are just rushed, like they're just rushing through. We'd enjoy you to come earlier and just enjoy the day with us at the farmer's market.
Mostly because it gets hotter during later on in the day, right?
It's true. You'll see that some of our vendors have fans and things trying to keep them cool. But we definitely suggest coming earlier just because there's more of a variety at that point in time. And we're setting up ready to go.
All right. So if anybody needs any information on this, where can they find it?
So we do have a Facebook page that is under Carbon and Emery Farmers Market. You can reach out there, message us, those type of things. We also have an email, which is carbonandemeryfarmersm@gmail.com.
Once again, Desiree Richardson with the Carbon and Emery Farmers Market. Thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.